Nearly 4,000 grains of microscopic pollen per cubic meter might not sound like much, but when you consider 90 grains is classified as high, the equation changes. Pollen is released each spring, beginning around the third week of April and riding wind currents well into June. Still, DeMaine said, it's not just the wind doing the work. Pollen is built to fly.
When you actually look at pollens, based on their weight and their physical design, some of them actually have little microscopic air bladders to allow them to travel very long distances. And in the reason the pollens need to travel far is because it wants to populate, just like humans. I mean, we want to populate, and so do these plants.
And rising CO2 levels, said DeMaine, are helping.
As CO2 or carbon dioxide levels go up, one of the principal greenhouse gases, pollens go up almost side by side. So we see that CO2 tends to increase pollen biomass, and it does that because, plants are carbon fixing. That carbon is necessary for photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis is integral to a plant's survival, as is pollination. And that's why trees, unlike flowering plants that rely mostly on insects to pollinate, have evolved to release pollen when temperatures are high and humidity is low. Perfect conditions for pollen flight. Rising temperatures and a drop in humidity over the last 30 years, said DeMaine, may play a part in the huge pollen cloud Sitkin saw rising over their spruce forest last month. And CO2 levels might also be responsible for a recent flare in allergies.
Pollen cycles are beginning earlier, and pollen cycles are tending to peak as far as high levels. What you experienced in Sitka, I suspect, paralleled what we were seeing more in South Central, in the interior of Alaska, where we hit near world record levels. Tree pollens are considered very high if they're exceeding 1,500 grains per cubic meter. In Alaska, we hit specifically 3,986 grains per cubic meter, and that occurred on May 13th. So that was certainly the highest level ever recorded in Alaska. And we've been recording pollens for about 30 years. So you can get a feeling for how dense this is. When you have pollens that high, you're literally seeing almost a cloud, because typically you can't see a pollen. It's very microscopic, about 35 microns. But when you take that many, it becomes a haze. So this is certainly something that is provoking people that are already allergic to have more symptoms. But when you have very high levels like that, it can also provoke people that aren't currently allergic to tree pollens to become allergic.
According to DeMaine, the impact of rising CO2 levels doesn't stop there.
Studies have shown that with rising CO2 and rising temperatures, we're seeing the pollens become more allergenic. So they're actually becoming more sensitizing and causing more symptoms, and that's because of an increase in a level of a specific protein in birch. So we're seeing an increase in the amount of pollen. We're seeing an increase in the immunogenicity, or how allergenic the pollen is. So what can we do about that? I don't know. We can't. Certainly at this point, we haven't been very successful in decreasing CO2 levels. But I think what we're seeing is actually a very natural type cycle. The CO2 is rising, and one of the roles of the plants on our planet is to take in that CO2. So I think it's a natural phenomenon that we're witnessing.
For a more local take on pollen, I spoke to Mary Stensvold, regional botanist for the Alaska region of the Forest Service. She says she hasn't seen any impact of climate change on Sitka's forests, but she certainly has seen the pollen.
This isn't the first time we've seen them. I've seen them on several occasions during really dry weather this time of year when the spruce trees are releasing their pollen. And your video on the Raven website beautifully shows that pollen flying through the air. You can even see that yellow color very well. If you look around at our hills and town, about 30% of our trees are spruce. So you can see those 30% of the trees are producing so much pollen, you can see it.
Another reason for a high pollen year, she said, might be last year's warm spring weather, prompting conifers like Sitka spruce to produce more cones and thus more pollen. Reporting from Sitka, this is Lily Mihalik.